Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Push-ups, planks, lunges, squats. If you've recently incorporated more body weight exercises into your workout routine, you're part of a growing trend. We're talking today about the predictions for the 2015 American College of Sports Medicine Fitness Trends, one of my favorite shows that we do all year here on Radio MD. My guest is Dr. Walter Thompson. He's a Regent Professor of Exercise Science in the Department of Kinesiology and Health at Georgia State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Thompson. Now, we will be talking about the body weight exercises in its own, but let's start and get through as many of the top 10 fitness trend predictions, which you usually make here, as we can in this segment.
Yeah, it's about this time of year that the American College of Sports Medicine tries to help the health and fitness industry predict what's going to be popular in the coming year, in the hopes that we can just assist the health and fitness industry in identifying what happens to be a trend out there versus what happens to be a fad. And hopefully, in fact, this year we subtitled the article Driving the Market, in the hopes that now that we're in our ninth year of doing this survey, in the hopes that we might be able to help the industry a bit.
Okay, so what do we got? Let's talk about the top five first.
Yeah, well, interestingly, body weight training is the number one trend this year. It really just popped up on our radar screen a year ago, although it's been around for, as you know, decades. People have been doing push-ups and planks and sit-ups forever, it seems like. But now companies have packaged these body weight training sessions into things that they can sell, and you go into any health club these days, and it doesn't matter which sector of the health fitness industry it happens to be. It could be for-profit or not-for-profit, but they're now packaging this body weight training similarly to the way we package things like circuit weight training and dance classes and step classes. So really interesting. So body weight training was introduced, body weight training as an individual item for the fitness market was introduced last year at number two on our trends list. This year overtook high-intensity interval training as the number
wow.
one trend.
Yeah, well, so you know, and I think that
things are happening.
That is a very interesting thing. So let's talk about high-intensity interval training. Why do you think it moved down one? It still seems to me to be something that everybody's talking about and doing this HIIT training, you know?
Well, yeah, everybody's talking about it, some positively, some negatively. And I think that's probably why we're starting to see high-intensity interval training start to decline in its popularity. Not to say that it's not popular. It's still popular. It's number two on our list. I would think that if I was to predict maybe 5 years from now that we're not going to be talking about high-intensity interval training anymore because of some of the anecdotal evidence that we now have been able to accumulate on increased injury rates and things like that. So not surprisingly, that last year was number one on our trends. It fell to number two this year. Going to be very interesting to see what happens next year. I might also add that it might be influenced by the marketing that these companies do. You know, you turn on any Saturday morning television, at least here in the Southeast, where they have these infomercials for 30 minutes, and it's nothing but high-intensity interval training. So as long as there's marketing dollars behind it, it's still going to be popular. But I suspect, Melanie, in the next 5 years, we're probably not going to be talking about this much longer.
Wow. Okay. So number three, educated, experienced fitness professionals. I've been in this business, Dr. Thompson, 25 years. And I must say that even 25 years ago, that used to piss me off, that people were, you know, using trainers that didn't know and that trainers were crossing over and giving nutrition advice and selling, you know, protein bars and supplements, you know, oh, well, you might want to buy this. And there was marketing scams and all this kind of crap going on. So I like that this is number three. It means people are taking our field more seriously. That's what it means to me.
Yeah, you should be upset about it, and the public should be upset about it as well. There's absolutely no regulation of this industry in any state in this country. Now, there have been in selected states, my home state, Georgia, is one of them, where personal trainer licensing bills have been introduced in the state legislature. And there's about a half a dozen other states that have done that. And just recently, there has been some legislation. It wasn't a licensure bill, but it was at least a step in that direction in Washington, D.C., which is now law, where personal trainers have to be registered and have to meet certain thresholds of education and certification. So that's a step in the right direction. My guess, again, is because it's been on our trends list since 2007, that we're going to start seeing some additional control over the industry, whether it's KHEPA, that is Commission on Accreditation of Allied Health Education Programs, academic program accreditation, or if it's NCCA, accreditation of certification programs, that's the National Commission for Certifying Agencies, a third-party accreditor for certification programs. You know, Melanie, you and I, in the course of this short conversation we're going to have, we can get on the internet, and as long as we had a good credit card and had balanced our credit card, we could be certified as a personal trainer probably by about 10 different organizations by the time we got done with our conversation today. So there's no regulation at all, but I think that in the next several years we're going to start seeing more legislation in states, and once one or two states become licensed for personal trainers, I think we're going to see a whole lot more. It's going to be kind of a cascading effect, I think. So it's been on our trends list since 2007, that educated, certified, and experienced fitness professionals. I think it's going to continue to be a strong trend in the future.
Well, one that I always like to see is strength training. I don't think that's going anywhere. I don't think it's going down on the list at all. I think it's still one of the most popular ways to exercise. You know, it still is something that we know, Dr. Thompson, for bone density and everything else. Strength training is just, it's one of the tops, really.
Well, it has been a very positive trend since 2007, since we started the ACSM Worldwide Fitness Trends. It'll continue to be, as you mentioned, a very strong trend. It is gender neutral. You'll go into any club anywhere, and again, it doesn't matter if it's a for-profit or a community-based organization, you're going to see as many men as women doing strength training workouts. So it is popular. It's going to continue to be popular.
And what is the next one would be personal training. So we talked about educated and experienced fitness professionals. So personal training, so important, really, to get that experienced person. We only have a minute and a half left. So talk about personal training and then get into exercise and weight loss.
Yeah, personal training is has been a very interesting trend, because prior to 2007, it became popular, but popular among people who could afford it. And then we had the national, and maybe some would call it international, recession in about 2007 and 2008, where I had predicted, actually, that we would no longer see personal trainers. But it's come back very strong because they've reinvented themselves. Now there's small group personal training, and personal trainers don't get paid what they used to get paid. So you can go into any club anywhere and get a personal training experience. Exercise and weight loss continues to be a strong trend, but it's more exercise and diet in combination as we continue to battle this obesity trend that we find so epidemic in this country.
Absolutely, and it's great information, and you can see more about the fitness trends, the predictions for 2015, which when Dr. Walt Thompson gives us those, they usually come out to be pretty much just what he says they're going to be. And you can see more about those at acsm.org. That's acsm.org, the top 20 fitness trends for 2015. You're listening to the award-winning Radio MD right here, and we talk about the fitness trends, and then we kind of dissect them up and give you the best information so that you are well-informed, well-prepared, and you can follow the trends or create some of your own. If you missed any of the great information we're giving, you can listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.